In this screencast, I will show you how you can enable a new IE8 feature called Web Slices in your web application. Web Slices is a new feature that allows users to subscribe to some parts of a web page and receive updates automatically. Web Slices behave much like RSS feeds. However, unlike RSS feeds, Web Slices do not require a separate file on the web server. Rather, web developers can make some parts of a web page to be subscribable, and users can then view and subscribe to the web slice-enabled contents directly from the same web page. Web slices are enabled by adding HTML annotations directly to the web page. Web slices use a combination of the HAdam microformat and the web slice format to describe a subscribable portion of a web page. Its basic properties are the web slice container, title, and content. The web slice container uses the class name hSlice and must include an ID. The entry title uses the class name entry title. And the entry content, which is optional, uses the class name entry content. There are some other properties that web slices use, some of which will be discussed in our examples. Now, let's look at one simple example. Let's say I want to auction off a Microsoft Zoom device on the website, as I would on eBay. As you can see, the web slice is marked by the class name hSlice with an ID. The entry title describes what the item is, and the entry content includes an image, the current bidding price, and when the auction ends. Notice that there is a new tag, ABBR, and the class name and time. The end time specifies the expiration time for the web slice, and the title includes a UTC format time with a -5-hour offset. This information is read by the browser to calculate the remaining time, but the users will see a user-friendly 12 hours, for example, as the time left for the auction. Also, there is a TTL, time to live property. This property tells the browser how often in minutes, in this example 15 minutes, the web slice content will be updated. The browser will use this value to check for updates for subscriber users. If this value is not specified in a web slice, the browser will use the default settings to check for updates. Let's see how we can put the example to work. I just created a Visual Studio 2008 web project. To save time, I basically cut and pasted the text of the web slice example you just saw to the source code of a web page. I also added a description about the monthly Zoom Pass subscription outside of the web slice to make the web page a little bit more informative. If I switch from the source code to the design mode, you can see how this web page may look like in the browser. At this point, we can run the application. I can start the application by going to Debug, Start without debugging. Now, if you move your mouse pointer around on the web page, you will notice a green outline over the content and the green web slice icon, also called the Feed Discovery button at the upper left corner. If you want to subscribe to the web slice, you can just click on the web slice icon and add it to your favorites. Now, if you click on the saved web slice from the favorites bar, you will see the cached information of the web slice in a small window. You can manually refresh the web slice or view the full page of full web slice by clicking one of the small icons at the bottom. If you do not want to keep the web slice, you can right-click on the saved web slice, select Delete. As you have seen, it is pretty easy to enable web slice in your web application. Next, I will show you that you can add multiple web slices to one web page. Using our first example, I added a table to the web page and also placed the Zoom Auction web slice to the left column of the table. I also added a second web slice to the right column, in this case, a Silverlight application using the ASP.NET Silverlight control to play a video. Notice that I added a new property, feed URL, to provide an alternative subscription source for the web slice. Now let's run the application. I'll go to debug, start without debugging. As you can see, there are now two web slices on the page. I can play the video on the second web slice. What's interesting about the second web slice is that when you subscribe to the web slice, it's using a different URL as the content source for the web slice. There are many resources available on the internet that you can use to learn more about web slices. For example, the IE8 Readiness Toolkit at Microsoft.com and the IE Developer Center at msdn.microsoft.com. Thank you for watching.